Alrighty, so this is very, very long overdue, and I'm going to try to make it as short as possible, but I'm not sure if I can, because it is, I think, 52 questions, which is a fuck load. But I had recorded this AMA before, and there's like controversy about it. Not controversy, but it's just like I got annoyed by something and I deleted it. So I'm going to re-record this. I'm just to make sure that we change it up from the people that heard the last AMA that I recorded when I recorded this. I'm sorting all of the comments by random, so they're all going to be like the questions are all out of order. So yeah, let's start. Dude Asian said, not a question, but I recall having cognitive dissonance the other day listening to one of your rambles, then listen to a Gone Wild recording. I wasn't prepared for the transition between music recommendations to wanting your asshole licked. This isn't a question, so I don't know why this isn't here. Anyway. Oh, I wasn't sure what song it was. What are your hobbies? What do you enjoy doing when no one is watching? Any career you're interested in pursuing? Love the audios. And this was by Piercing Rounds. My hobbies. I like to run. I like to write, and I like listening to music. I like reading. I like working out. I like riding my bike. I like sleeping. I really fuck with sleeping. Sleeping is awesome. I like to shop online, which is like, I don't know. I'm one of those people who ends up like ordering random shit off Amazon. It's like really bad habit. What do I enjoy doing when no one is watching? Dancing around in my underwear, like dancing along to like musicals in my underwear and singing along to them is a big one for me. Any career you're interested in pursuing? I really want to pursue psychology. Especially as someone that has had like mental health, I had mental health issues at the beginning of my 20s, because I was depressed, and so going through that, I think that psychology, I don't know, there's I'm just like fascinated by it, and I've always been one of those people that like, one of those people that was like into reading about serial killers and stuff, and I just like they scare the shit out of me. Don't get me wrong, like I'm terrified of them, but I like. I just like I'm fascinated by the way that people's brains work. Not necessarily like the actual like the gear, like how your brain works, but like the things that people's brains do and stuff, you know? So I would love to do psychology. And thanks for saying you like the audios. Okay. B Dip said, you popped my audio cherry. Aw. I could never figure out what the big deal was. Then I listened to a few of your rambles. Now it's on like Donkey Kong. I'm a newbie and wanted to know why you don't post more pics, even in a Gone Wild scenario, which is super sexy to me. I think I've been trying to do more pics recently, but I don't really post that many pictures. I'm very private. And I also, I have tattoos on. One of my legs is almost completely, half of my leg and my foot are tattooed. I also have tattoos on my arms. I have a tattoo on the side of my chest. So it I have tattoos and it like I'm so private about them, so it I don't know. It just kind of like freaks me out to think that maybe someone work recognize me from my tattoos. So that's why I'm very like iffy about stuff. But yeah. Beast with finite backs. I said, I saw you said your family is Mexican. Do you speak Spanish or not enough audios in Spanish or bilingual? Si hablo español. El español fue mi primer lenguaje. Spanish was my first language. Y la razón por qué no he grabado un audio en español es porque no sé hablar como sexualmente en español. Me hace sentirme incómoda, no incómoda porque estoy incómoda con la sexualidad, pero me pongo nerviosa, me incómoda porque no sé que estoy, si estoy haciendo las cosas bien, así que no sé. Y siempre me dice la gente, ¿puedes hacer un audio en español? Si me escriben un guión, se los hago. O sea, si me escriben qué puedo decir en español, yo les grabo un audio en español. But, so if you didn't understand what I said, I speak Spanish as my first language. I want to do an audio in Spanish, but I want someone to write me a script or at least, like, write what I should say just because I'm very uncomfortable recording in Spanish, not because I'm uncomfortable with, like, my sexuality, but because I don't know how to talk dirty in Spanish. So, yeah, I don't know. NSFW1 fan said, can you do an audio reading of Go the Fuck to Sleep, please? I didn't know that this was, like, a fucking book. Let's see. Is it this one? I think I found it. Is it the one that says it's by Adam Mansbach? Let's see. Yeah, it is. Okay, cool. I actually just found it, so I'm leaving it tagged on my browser. When I'm done with this, I'll record it for you guys. Somebody that deleted their profile said, spend a couple of hours at the weekend edging to your greatest hits. Greatest hits. your car driving exploits tipped me over the edge. So of all your recordings, which would you rank as your favorite? The most intense one that I've had that was like done, like I wanted to die after, was yesterday's, the one where I did 7 times. Like I dead ass, like I couldn't really even walk. Like I was like my pussy was swollen and like, yeah, So that one's the one by far the most intense one, especially when I came 3 times, one after the other. That fucked me up. I don't know how I did that. But the one that most people love, is the No Nut November ones, which I had a lot of fun with. Because I literally told one of my friends, like, everybody's doing No Nut November and I'm going to fucking break them. So, yeah, I guess the most intense one that I've done was yesterday's. Where Do I Click to Marry You? And that was by Foxtrot Kilo 42. I feel like, I mean, we can get married if you want. I'm just kidding. I don't think that you would want to be married to me. I'm very, like, I mean, you guys have heard me in, like, my round bodies and stuff, but, like, I'm very, I don't know. What do I get out of getting married to you? Like, what do I get out of it? Scarlet Nightmare said, I really like doing tributes, and I find myself often listening to your audio recently while doing them. Do you like being tributed yourself? Yeah, I like tributes. When I first started, like, doing GWA, that was one of my favorite things in the entire world when people would send me videos and stuff of, like, them listening to my audios. I don't know. I thought it was really, really sexy. So, yeah, I mean, tributes are dope. So, T-Stark460 says, what initially got you into doing audios? I get this question a lot. I think this question is also repeated in here. Because I remember I answered it the last time I did an AMA. So there was this guy, I stumbled into GWA, like onto the subreddit itself. I don't remember how it happened, but I started listening to audios on there. And there was one person whose audios I like loved, like his voice was so sexy. And oh God, like his audios just like, oh, just killed me. So, this account was supposed to be my throwaway, but it's become like my GWA account. But I have a primary account on Reddit where it's like all safe for work stuff. So I sent him a message from my primary account and I told him like, hey, I listen to your audios and they're super, super hot and blah, 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 blah. So we started messaging back and forth through text, through like messages on Reddit. And then he asked me one day, he was like, do you have a good voice? And I was like, I don't know. People told me my voice is fine. And he's like, you should record. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you should record. I mean, it's fun. And I was like, oh, I would never do something like that. Never do something like that. And then he posted an audio thing like the day after that. And I listened to the audio, and before I listened to it, I was like, I'm going to record myself reacting to his audio. And so I did. So if you go all the way, if you go back to, on my page and you sort by oldest, the very first audio that I posted after my verification is the audio that I recorded about his, from his audio. Like, it was a reaction audio to his. So I ended up recording that, and then I sent it to him, and he was like, holy shit, you need to post this. And I was like, no, I can't. He's like, you need to. He's like, you're good. Your voice is awesome. And I was like, okay. So I put up my verification post, and they verified me, and then I posted that. And when it first started, it was like kind of, because me and him, it became a thing where we started talking because I liked his audios, but we became friends. Like, we would talk every single day. Like, I know his full name. I know how many sisters he has. I know about his parents. I know where he goes to school, or where he's gone to school, where he was born. Like, we got to know each other really, really well. And he's an awesome person. So when we first started, it was like we would post audios, and we were kind of like for each other. But then we stopped talking to each other. We decided we didn't want to continue what we were doing. And so he ended up deleting his account he said it stopped being fun because he wasn't doing it with me anymore. And he deleted his account completely. He doesn't do GWA anymore. And after that's when I feel like I hit my full potential. Cause I feel like before I was very limited to like the stuff that he used to like. And then when I stopped talking to him, like, I just started doing whatever I wanted to do. So, so that's, if you like actually go back and listen to my audios from like the very beginning in order, like as I posted them, you'll see that there's like a significant change between, like, my audios got more intense after I stopped talking to him. So yeah. Man with no cars says, what turns you off in erotica or porn? I don't watch porn. I mean, the most like porny thing that I watch is like, I like watching videos of guys masturbating with fleshlights, or like masturbating. Just masturbating in general. That's like the most, I don't like watching porn. It makes me cringe, honestly. Just because, like, I'll start watching porn and I'm like, that girl's fucking faking. Or I'm like, why does she sound like that? Like, her boobs are fake. Like, I start noticing things that are not related to the porn. And then, like, I remember I tried to watch porn with one of my ex-boyfriends, and he was like, let's watch porn. I was like, all right. So we did, and I was like, her boobs are totally fake. And I was like, she's faking. And he was like, all right, we're going to take it off. And I was like, why? He's like, you're not paying attention. I was like, what do you want me to pay attention to? Like, I don't understand porn. The way I see it is, like, I feel like porn is, like, if you were really, really hungry. Like, let's say you're really, really hungry or really, really thirsty. And then you watch someone drink a Coke in front of you or eat a cake. You're like, I can't have that, you know? That's how I feel about porn. I mean, I understand, like, being turned on and shit. But, like, I don't see, when I watch porn, I don't go, like, oh, fuck yeah, you know? Like, that person's getting fucked and it's not me getting fucked. So like, that's not really doing anything for me. So I'm not really, stimulated by porn. I don't really watch porn. So if I do, like, I'll look up like videos of guys masturbating, if we're being honest. Loving Arl, says, fuck, marry, kill David Bowie, Prince, and John Lennon. Okay. I've answered this question before and I'm going to answer again, cause of course I'm re-recording this. Easy as fuck. Fuck is gonna be Prince. Mary is David Bowie, and kill is John Lennon. Always. I'm a big Beatles fan. My favorite Beatle is George Harrison. I was like, when he died, I cried, and I was like in middle school. John Lennon. I understand that, like, he did Imagine and shit, and him and Yoko were so controversial. He wasn't a good person. He used to, like, beat the shit out of Cynthia Lennon, who was his first wife. Not only that, but Cynthia Lennon went on holiday, and Yoko Ono had already been, like, trying to talk to him, and he kept playing it out, he kept playing it down. He was like, oh, that's some girl that's just bothering me. Cynthia Lennon went on holiday, came back from holiday, and Yoko had, like, moved all her shit in. Like, she walked in the door, and Yoko Ono's shoes were at the door, and she walked in, and Yoko was like, oh, hi. And he also went on to say that he regretted having a son, his first son, Julian. He's not a good person. I don't fuck with John Lennon. I mean, I understand why people like him, because he was, like, all about peace. I don't understand people that are all for peace or stand for something, but in their own personal lives, do something completely different. It's, like, doesn't make sense to me. So, like, good for you for having a hit, but, like, you were a shit person. That's how I feel about Pink as well. I remember I have this ex-boyfriend who's in his 40s, and he, one time we got in an argument, he told me I was repulsive. That's what he told me, and I think it's hilarious. But I'm gonna tell you why. He was at a Pink concert. He told me he was at a Pink concert, and I love getting a reaction out of him, because he annoys the fuck out of me, so I was trying to get him mad. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm at Pink, and I'm backstage, and I met her, and then I was like, Pink looks like a man, is what I told him. And he goes, oh, well, she has a bit in her show where she talks about how, like, people think that she's manly, and how she doesn't fit the standards for the beauty standards for women. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. She still looks like a man. And he was like, it's times like this that I find you repulsive. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, it's the same thing. So the reason that I don't fuck with Pink, I mean, I like her music, but the reason I don't bite the bullshit about her saying, like, I don't fit the standard of beauty, is because you can't be out here, like, trying to empower women by advocating for different beauty standards than what's established, but then turn around and body shame other people and shame other people's process. And I'm not a Kardashian fan, but when Kim Kardashian gave birth to her baby, she posted a picture of herself naked on Twitter. So she was covering herself, and Pink, like, roast, like, was talking mad shit about her on Twitter. It was a huge thing. And it's like, dude, how are you out here, like, trying to empower women, but then talk shit about another woman who is doing something that makes her feel good about herself? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. So that's the way that I feel about John Lennon, is like, don't be out here, like, promoting peace and all love, but you can't fucking talk to your son, and you fucking beat the shit out of your ex-wife. Like, really, come on. So David Bowie, fantastic. I fucking love David Bowie. Prince was awesome too, but I would fuck Prince, because I'm pretty sure that Prince was, like, really, really good fuck. But yeah. That was really long. I'm sorry. Leo 778 said, do you make wet spots in the bed sheets when you squirt? Yes, I do. What is this? Oh, it's Daft Punk. Yes, I do. I usually lay down a towel when I record, so I'm not trying to play myself. Yeah, I do. I make a lot. Sometimes, like yesterday, I squirt so much that, like, it literally, like, ran down my ass, like, and it was, like, puddled in the back, and, like, on the back, the small of my back. It was gross. And, yeah. Sergio El Bailador said, have you ever considered doing an audio in Spanish? I mean, I loved when you sing in Spanish, and I'm sure you have more Latino fans out there. Anyway, have a good day. Saludos. Saludos. Yes, I already answered this question. So, write me a script. Escríbanme un guión y se lo grabo. Lurking in Dark Alleys says, you said you skate, ice board, roller. What's something non-sexual you'd like to give a go but haven't yet for whatever reason? I skateboard. I never rollerblading. I'm not trying to fucking kill myself. Ice, no. I tried ice skating one time and I fell, and I was like, fuck this. What's something non-sexual that you'd like to give a go but haven't yet for whatever reason? Fuck, I don't know. I'd say calligraphy, but I've been doing calligraphy recently. What's something that I want to do, but I haven't? I don't know. I really have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, actually. I have no idea. I have no answer for that. Are you into cum tributes? And that's Spice Givies. Yes, we've established this as well. Sketch 4444 said, what is your current go-to fantasy thought that pushes you over the edge and makes you cum? My current go-to fantasy, that thought that pushes me over the edge and makes me cum. I don't know. Shit, I honestly, I don't remember what I answered for this question last time. Anyway, I don't know. I just think about someone that I really want to fucking me, and just, I don't know. Kitty Got Wet said, can I get a playlist of your favorite band on Spotify or YouTube? Or just, and then OBO Me said, or just favorite songs. You have great taste in music. Since you started sharing about your music, a new world has opened for me. I'm constantly listening to Fools now. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, Fools is rad. A playlist of my favorite bands. I do have playlists. Actually, I didn't have playlists when I made this, put up this AMA. But yes, I have playlists. I posted them on, I have 5 right now. I have Tunes, which is like my regular stuff that I just listen to, like when I go to the gym or whatever. I have Los Hits, which is like rock en español, like old rock and Spanish songs that I fucking love. I have Musical and Films, which is just that, songs from musicals or films. Old Jams, which is, of course, songs from like the 50s to like the 80s to 1980. And then what is the other one that I'm missing? Oh, my Last.fm playlist, because I logged into my Last.fm recently and I saw that there was, there was a list of 100 songs that I used to listen to the most. So I actually put them all in a playlist and I've been listening to that. But yeah, I have a playlist. OBOME said another thing. He's asked another question. Audio answers are awesome. All for it, although a bit difficult to know if you answered the question or not. I'm going to answer every single one of them. I have a date coming up next week and I'm kind of nervous. New suggestions as a first date. I answered this already, but I'm going to re-answer it, of course, because I fucking deleted my last AMA. Just be yourself. Like, don't overthink it. If you overthink things, it's going to make you get really nervous. So just be yourself, dude. Like, have a good time. Be respectful, you know, make a lot of eye contact. Open doors. Yeah. So you're going to be great, dude. I don't know if you already went on this date, but if you did, I hope it was rad. Jigsaw 8200. Thoughts on pubic hair on both men and women, all shaved or a little bit to grab onto? I don't care. It's like none of my business what people do with their pubic hair. I mean, I personally don't like to have pubic hair. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. So on myself, so I don't have any. On a guy, if I'm gonna have sex with him, I don't care. I mean, as long as if he has hair there, it's fine. I like have a huge thing for like, happy trails. I think they're fucking sexy. So yeah. But if you have hair, like the only thing that I can ask is like for you to keep it trimmed. The last thing I want to do is have you deep throat me and then your bush is in my face. So yeah, but I don't really give a fuck. Digital dog 001001. If it was guaranteed you'd get away with it, could you kill another person? Absolutely fucking not. Like, I'm a baby. I would never. I could never live with myself if I did something like that. Like, no. Stanley Nightshade said, what turns you on the most about a guy? A guy who has a sense of humor. A guy who has a sense of humor is like everything. if he's not gonna get like offended or like think I'm weird because I say a lot of stupid shit. I say a lot of stupid shit. I'm very sarcastic and I say a lot of stupid shit. So yeah, a guy with a sense of humor is a huge thing for me. Someone that's passionate, that's driven. Physically, I have a thing for hands. Like, I like looking at a guy's hands. I also, I don't know. Okay, who dresses nice. Not, like, dresses in, like, suits and stuff, but, like, don't be out here, like, fucking wearing, like cargo shorts or something. but yeah. Dolphin Man. That reminds, you know what made me think of? Ocean Man. Ocean Man. You take me by the hand, take me. Anyway, Dolphin Man said, is a hot dog a sandwich? Why or why not? No, it's not a sandwich. I mean, technically it's between a bread, but it's not like two slices of bread. It's like a piece of bread that's held together. It's not a sandwich. Don't at me if you think I'm wrong. Cappuccino said, sorry, this is too generic, but I told myself I'd have to ask this on the next AMA I came across. And sorry if it's a little assuming and I don't really mean to offend, just curious. Does unprotected sex feel better or more pleasurable for women? I don't know. I've only had sex with like a condom on. No, of course, I don't have a dick, but with a condom, like, a few times. I've always been on, like, birth control and stuff when I'm having sex with somebody or, like, I'm sexually active. So, unprotected sex has always been a thing for me. And usually, I don't fuck around. Like, I don't fuck random guys and stuff. So, if I'm, like, actually sexually active with someone, it's someone that I really care about. I'm not just, like, out here and, like, not taking care of myself or anything. But, yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, unprotected sex feels fucking wonderful, especially. Yeah, I don't know. It does. And there's something really sexy about, like, a guy coming inside of you and then you, you know, his cum coming out of you and then you swallowing that. Wow, this got, this one from 0 to 100, like, super quick. Vitroferic said, can you tell more stories about fun romps that you've had? What were you feeling and what you liked about it? Sex in public, maybe? I do need to tell you guys more stories. I don't know why I forget. Like, once I turn, like, the microphone on, my mind goes blank. But, yeah, I'm trying to do more story times for you guys. Especially now that I'm, like, not working. I have so much time on my hands, so I'm trying to, like, get around to, like, doing stuff for you guys. So, yeah. Sex in public is, like, one of my biggest turn-ons. Like, I think I'm, like, really, that's, like, a fantasy of mine. I had sex in on the Riverwalk one time. Anyway, perverted by Spanglish. You're obviously the queen of the ramble fab, no question. Aw, thank you. I would be curious to hear you tackle a script you like though. Have you read any scripts you think you do justice to? I get this a lot. It's not that I don't want to do scripts. I've tried to do scripts and I end up focusing too much on reading the script or I focus too much on masturbating. Like, I need to do one or the other. I'm stupid and I can't fucking do both. And I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to make a half-assed fucking script audio and then post it because I know people, like, take the time to write them and get really excited when they hear that somebody recorded it for them. So that's why I don't want to, like, I'm an English major, so, like, if somebody fucking half-ass something that I wrote, I would kind of be like, well, why the fuck did you even decide to do it if you're not even gonna try, you know? So, like, that's, I don't want anybody to think that of me, so that's why I don't do scripts. Just because, like, I start focusing on what the fuck I'm reading and I just, like, can't. It's just like I would have to sacrifice this orgasm or the script itself, and I don't want to do that. So, and it just, it's fun for me, honestly. Like, for me, it's more like I must read almost every day. And so when I record for you guys, it's kind of like I just put the microphone on and then I talk to you guys while I do it. But that, I usually, that's the way that I masturbate. I never watch like porn or read things or anything. I just like get really turned on and then I fucking make myself come. Also, if you would like, if I would do like the nerdiest request of all time, I'd like to hear you read some classic literature in Spanish. Cervantes, Marquez, Borges, whomever, while masturbating. Spanish literature is so hard to read, dude. Marquez, I have like one of the like pretty original copies of like one of the first pressings of Cien Años de Soledad because my godmother bought it for my dad as a gift, and then my dad handed it down to me. And I've tried to read that book because I love that edition. Like, I love the book itself, the physical book, because it's just, like, it's old and I love it. It's awesome that I have it in my possession that my dad gave it to me. I've tried to read that book and it's so hard to read because Spanish, conversational Spanish, the way that I talk it in Spanish as a Mexican, is very, very different from literature Spanish. Whereas literature Spanish is very hard to read for me personally. So I don't know if I would do that. I could try. Maybe I'll just read you guys Cien Años de Soledad. Nerdy Cheetah said, what's the funniest joke you know? My life. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't really do jokes. What is this? Oh, Kanye. Okay. I don't know jokes, dude, sorry. Just a friendly guy, 935. What's your favorite type of dog and why? Oh my god, corgis? Cute. Wiener dogs are so, so cute too. Pomeranians are adorable. Chihuahuas are the devil. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm rich on social media. Said, what's the meaning of your username? When I was back in like high school, MySpace days, when everybody used to use like AOL Messenger, I was trying to come up with a user ID to use for that, and I really wanted it to be Art Damage, which is an album by The Fear Before the March of Flames, that I really, really loved, and I tried to use that, but it was taken, and I was like, shit, so I just said to add, like, instead of it being Art Damage, it was Heart Damage, so I used that, and so this has always been, like, the user ID that I go to whenever I can't use, like, my primary one. So, yeah, that's where it comes from. Darth Vacuus? I don't know. I would literally pay for a custom with my name in it. Is that something you're interested in? I don't do custom audios. I mean, I just recently lost my job, so I would keep an eye out for that, because if I can't fucking make my mortgage, then I'm gonna have to start doing something, and I'm probably gonna have to do audios. But as of right now, I don't do custom audios. Ian111XWRX. Hit or miss? Do they ever miss? I don't know what that means. I still don't know what that means. Procrastinator Jones. Oh, this one's long. Hey there. Given them any of my favorites of your audios, are you having multiple orgasms? What was your reaction the first time you realized you were one of the lucky few that could? Oh, I've already answered this. Can you describe what it was like the first time you had two back-to-back? What runs through your mind when you're stuck in that loop of orgasm after orgasm, when your body's going full steam ahead towards more pleasure? I really, really like coming. So, after I come once, I keep going because I want to make myself come again. But it's rad. It is rad. I've heard a lot of people say, like, sometimes I have this friend who told me that, like, I have this, my computer is gonna die, so I need to grab the charger. I have this friend who, like, dated this girl for a while, and he told me that he like, whenever they would, like, sleep together, she wouldn't, like, let him, like, fuck her besides in one position, because she could only come that way, which really makes me sad, because, it's unfortunate there's a lot of girls in the world that don't know how to fucking, like, don't know their body well enough that they can, like, come more than once. It's pretty rad that I can do that. I'm sorry. Okay, I lost my train of thought for a second. I'm so sorry. Sound of Silence says, how is your calligraphy going? My calligraphy is going great. I was doing it a lot in my job, but I've been trying to do it now more that I have all this time on my hands. I when I lost my job, I told my brother was like, what are you going to do? And I told him, I was like, what if I like start doing calligraphy really well? And that's what I do with my life. And he was like, no. So I'm still doing calligraphy. Oh, my nose is getting so stuffy. Fuck my life. I'm still going to be doing calligraphy, not as like intensely as I was when I was working. You guys are going to have to give me 1 second because my nose is getting really stuffy and I need to blow my nose. Okay, I'm back. Given that you like a tongue on your asshole, do you like a finger and or anal sex? Or is this DP? Is that double penetration? I might be wrong. I don't know. You sound and have hinted in audios you're more of a one-on-one type person. Ever thought of doing a threesome? Yeah, I have. I have thought about that. Yeah, I have this fantasy where I like really want to be with a girl. But it's never happened. Do I like a finger? I don't like anal sex. I'm sorry. Steven San said, I've sent you a PM with a question. Hope that wasn't overstepping my boundaries. I'm not really sure. I think the question he's talking about is he asked me if I like country. I think. But no, I don't. I like some country. Like, I mean, I know Blame It All on My Roots. I walked up in boots. Garth Brooks. I also really like this like one album by the Dixie Chicks. And I like a few Miranda. Yeah, I like one or two songs by Miranda Lambert and also by Carrie Underwood, but I'm not really a fan of country. Somebody deleted their account and says, just found your stuff. And as a guy with a serious dirty talk kink, I absolutely adore you. Oh, thank you so much. Just curious, you've probably answered this many times. How did you start doing this? And do you enjoy knowing you give people orgasms? I already answered the first part. Do I enjoy knowing I give people orgasms? Yeah, it like gets me really happy. It makes me really excited because I like knowing that you guys like I got out of a really shitty relationship before I started doing GWA, where like I didn't feel like I made anybody happy. My ex was like so focused on his own ambitions and his goals and stuff that like I didn't feel like I made anybody's life better. So I like knowing that you guys enjoy what I do. It makes me really happy. So yeah, I do. I enjoy it. KUJ Mos says, how is your libido affected when you're sick? Yeah. It depends what I'm sick with. Usually I don't really ever get sick. So when I get sick, I get sick. So no, I have no libido when I'm sick. Deleted. Another person deleted their page. This is long. It says, I seem to remember you calling yourself dorky a few days ago. So you might enjoy this quick calculation. Your audios have over 12,200 upvotes. And the average ejaculate is 2 to 5 milliliters. We all know many more people have come hard listening to your voice than have upvoted. He says, I'm guilty too. I created a Reddit account for the first time just to PM you. Then I stupidly deleted it. So we can round up to about 5 milliliters. That means at a minimum, your incredibly sexy voice and orgasms have released over 16 gallons of cum. Holy shit. Probably significantly more than that. How does that make you feel? That's crazy. Yeah, that's a lot of cum. And then I responded, this is like probably like 2 months ago. I wrote back and I added up my total plays on my Not Safe for Work audios the day before yesterday, excluding my last two audios. I had 376,000 total views. Plays. If each play equals a cum shot, then that's a lot of cum. I don't even know. I could add up all of my audio plays again. It's going to be higher than that, though, because this is a while back. And also, I've gained a lot of followers since then. This feels good, me, but here I go. Heel Boy 67 says, you really put 67 when you put 69. Keep you on your toes. That's it, I guess. So what's your favorite pair of shoes or boots? Do you know where the wild things go? They go along and take your money. My favorite pair of shoes or boots? Boots, I really wanted these Aquazora boots. They're like knee-high boots and they were bright red. They had them at Neiman Marcus and they were like $900. I really wanted to buy them, but I think they took them off the website already. I like sneakers. I mean, I wear a lot of flats and stuff. And I have like heels that I wore to work when I was working. So like for work, I really like if I'm going to like dress up, stilettos are hands down sexy and they're cool. Favorite pair of shoes. My favorite sneakers of all time are Vans Skate High. I have a couple of different pairs. I have more than a couple. I have pairs of them in different colors. I also like Adidas NMDs. I like a Nike. Is it Roche Runs? Roche. Yeah, Roche. The Roches are good. The watches are awesome too. Air Force Ones, classics. My dream pair of shoes that I really want to buy is going to sound stupid. I really want a pair of Red Octobers. Because I thought that the shoes that Kanye did with Nike, I mean, his shit with Adidas is all right, I guess. But like, I really, really like the shit that he did with Nike. So like the Red Octobers that he came out with when he did Nike's Connect collection, that shit was bomb. And so I want a pair of Red Octobers, but they're fucking expensive. Do you like to go shopping or prefer to shop to buy online? I shop online. I don't like going to the mall and stuff. It gives me anxiety. I just don't have the patience for it. If you weren't a muggle, what of your body would you change? Why do you assume that I'm a muggle? I'm just kidding. I wouldn't change anything in my body. Probably my nose. Actually, is that a part of my body or is that a piece of, is that like my face? Well, I guess it's a part of my body. This is stupid. People tell me that my nose is fine. Like, I've had people tell me that I have a nice nose, but I have a bump in my nose. It's not significant, but I can see it and it bothers me. Do you sometimes bear paint in order to look pretty or sexy? Yeah, I'm a woman. We wear heels. We also wear bras, which are uncomfortable. Lingerie sometimes can be very uncomfortable. Like the picture that I used to have as my user picture on here. I don't know if you guys remember that. Like it was like the picture of me like laying down and I had like those panties on. Those panties are super cute, but the band that goes around the waist didn't really have that much stretch in it. So when I would wear them, it hurt. Like they would dig into my hip bones. Brexit or stay? I'm a clueless, naive American. So I don't know about Brexit. Blue Nova. Oh shit, we're done. Nice. Okay, I have like 5 more questions. I thought this was gonna take way longer. Blue Nova says, love the new profile picture. Any chance that we can see a slightly bigger version? Are you talking about this one that I have right now? Because you're talking about a different one that I don't know. Maybe if you guys are nice, maybe I'll get around to posting it. Someone that deleted their profile put M, huh? What's that an initial of? Why would I tell you my name? Obviously, I use M because I don't want to tell you guys my name. Why would I tell you what it stands for? Honestly, it's like common sense. Slut Whisper, nice, said, is it you in your profile picture? Yes. Silly in Oz said, what kind of audio scenario would you love to hear and why? I don't know. Maybe someone using a flashlight and talking dirty. That would be fucking great. ZOXO67 said, have you ever been with a girl? What about a threesome? I've made out with a girl before, but I've never like had sex with a girl before, and I've never had a threesome either, but that's like a fantasy of mine, so yeah. Holy fuck, this is only 44 minutes. The last time that I recorded this, it was like half the questions, and the fucking audio was like long as fuck. It was like an hour long. So yeah, this is my finally AMA, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, so I'm gonna go now. Bye.